at www.survive2thrive.net. That's survive, the number two, thrive.net. We hope you'll find the commentary from our hosts interesting and helpful. Steve Quayle will hopefully be back soon. He's on sabbatical right now. Hawk is sitting in for him on Fridays. Hawk is also doing the show on Thursdays. Steve St. Clair, Darren Craddock, and occasional guests on Wednesdays. Nathan Leal on Tuesdays, and Darren on Mondays. These times are hard for many, and being prepared is becoming more and more important. Our hosts want to keep you informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. With health in mind, this show's sponsor, EnerHealth Botanicals, has added over 40 liquid herbal combinations for all of your ills. They are high quality and give real results. EnerHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with information, but also with incredibly effective products designed to bring you to optimum health, your natural state. By supporting EnerHealth, you support this network and your own health. With good health, we all fare better in all the roles we play in life. Go to www.survivetothrive.net and click on the EnerHealth banner on the top right, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R, F as in Frank, O-O-D as in dog.com. Many of our listeners are already taking the products that EnerHealth has to offer, and we thank you for that. Their EnerFood product will extend the life of your stored food supplies by one-third, simply by taking one tablespoon a day. When you get the nutrients you need, you tend to eat less, and what is more, it has a two-year shelf life. Also, take a look at their organic cocoa and coffee, as well as their other immune-boosting herbal supplements. There are incredible specials for network listeners, and these are often changing, so be sure to tune in frequently for important information and great prices. We trust that the information our hosts and myself give on this show is truly helpful. We want to help you all to stay healthy and informed, so that you can better serve your family and community today and in these ever-changing times. Thank you for listening.
Well, hello, 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 my friends. You're listening to the Watchman's Cry program here on the Survive to Thrive Network. My name is Nathan Leal, and today is Tuesday, April 19th, 2011, the year of our Lord. And for those of you that are new to the program, the website is watchmanscry.com. And as I look at today's date, I am reminded that tomorrow is the one-year anniversary of the Gulf eruption, that notorious day when the Deepwater Horizon oil platform exploded in the Gulf of Mexico. You remember that, folks? A terrible day. It began a chain of events that were horrible for the residents of the Gulf of Mexico. And on that day, 11 workers were killed. And then we had the result of the release of hundreds of millions of gallons of oil into the Gulf of Mexico. Now, remember, folks, back then when all that was happening, we had a company named BP holding the Gulf Coast residents. The residents of America were held hostage by that event. Do you remember that, folks? They were lying to us, constantly. And they also proved that America is a fascist republic nation. Now, what does fascism mean? It means where large corporations have an adulterous affair with the government. And also, fascism is where big business is the pimp, and where the paid-off politicians are the whores. And my friends, forgive me for being so blunt, but that's actually what it was. We saw BP call the shots. We saw that during that debacle, they dictated the rules to the Coast Guard, to the press, to the citizens. They mandated their chosen remedy. And with the EPA's permission, folks, how many of you remember this? They poisoned the waters of the Gulf by dumping paint stripper on top of the oil. Core exit, their poison of choice. And Today, that poison is continuing to linger in the polluted waters of the Gulf. The fish have died. The fish are continuing to die. The turtles have died. The dolphins and the whales have died. And now people are dying. The residents of the Gulf are still ill. And Corexit is in the air. It's in the water. And it's absorbed through the skin. And it's nasty, folks. Now, tomorrow's the one-year anniversary, as I said, April 20th, when that all began. But how many people today have forgotten about it? It's amazing that most individuals today most likely believe that that entire mess has been cleaned up, it's been solved, there's nothing else to worry about, there's no more story. People can now go back to their regularly scheduled programming because it's all the past. Unfortunately, that's a lie that was sold to the public of the world, the people of America and the world, to downplay the severity. And I have a story right here that I want to share. It comes from a website called offshorediver.com. A friend of mine, Bruce, thanks a lot for sending this to me. But it's a story about an individual who is a diver. And he goes diving in different places around the world. And he went diving in the Gulf. And right here, let me just read this story, folks. BP oil and Corexit found in science diver's blood. A team of three science divers have found high levels of ethylene benzene and xylene in their blood after completing 15 to 20 dives over the summer and the early fall of 2010 in the Gulf of Mexico. And they were diving in the area of the Mississippi Canyon. That's where the Gulf spill occurred. These hands were diving in full rubber, but they weren't in hazmat gear as they were told it was safe to dive where they were. So they were in the regular scuba suits. The dives ran about 30 minutes. Mainly in midwater, they shot video. One of the divers' his name was Steve Colian, and he runs Eco Rigs, a self-funded nonprofit corporation that studies the marine life on offshore platforms. Now listen to this, folks. Initially, we were told it was safe to dive offshore, but about the end of July, one of us started to show unusual symptoms and quit diving by mid-August. So within the span of several weeks, their body started acting weird. It goes on. Then another member became sick in late September, and then we all stopped diving. Our last dive was October 12, 2010. Collectively, our symptoms include, now listen to this, folks. They include blood in the stool, bleeding from the nose and eyes, nausea, diarrhea, stomach cramps, and dizziness and confusion. The symptoms did not appear all at once, but were intermittent and were not compounded, but occurred independently. They started in July and will continue, I fear, into the future. Now, why is that? Because Corexit and the ethyl benzene, the main ingredients of Corexit, attack the hemoglobin and the red blood cells, and they cause ruptures in the blood cell lining. Now, here we are in April, several months since these people went on their dives, and they're reporting now after months of frustration, searching for diagnosis and medical help, blood samples were collected and sent to a lab on January the 21st, and the results show quantities many times greater than background levels, and this is what the results were. Crude oil has a specific gravity less than that of seawater, and it will float to the surface. The combination of this dispersant Corexit and crude oil forms a toxic compound with a specific gravity than that of seawater, and it sinks while disintegrating into small droplets that easily diffuse through the skin. So Corexit breaks the oil down so tiny into molecules that even your skin can absorb. So when Corexit comes in direct contact with the body, it breaks down the protective lipid layer under the skin, and it allows toxins directly to access the bloodstream. So those of you that live in the Gulf Coast, along the shores of the Gulf of Mexico, I don't know what your local news is reporting to you, but I have been seeing news reports from outside the area. In fact, I've seen some from as far away as Europe that are talking about the Gulf of Mexico is still not healed. And many people are still continuing to get sick, and some of them, unfortunately, are dying. I saw a video just recently from a lady that made a video about her story and her deterioration with facing this Corexit poison, and a few weeks after that video was released, she died. And if I can, I'll make a note right here. I'll place that on my website so that you can see it. But folks, the story that we are being told in the mainstream media about the events happening on the Earth are not trustworthy stories. We have a giant propaganda machine that continues to just tell the people what they want to hear. They'll release information that keeps people subdued, keeps people asleep. And again, I want to say this, and I said this last week and I said it the week before, but by whose authority was this madness allowed to occur in the Gulf of Mexico with the Corexit? It was approved by the EPA, the Environmental, quote unquote, Protection Agency, which is really the exterminators of populated America, or the Experimental Physicians Association. The Bible says that you will know them by their fruits, and the fruits of the EPA are those of a bunch of liars. And I'll also throw the FDA into that mix, and also many members of the mainstream media, the American press. They are also part of the guilty ones that are keeping people in a zombie hypnotic state, not to know what's going on around us. So when that event happens, I just want to say this real briefly, folks. I know that it was a year ago, but when that event happens, I sought God. And in the beginning of that event, the waters of the Gulf of Mexico were becoming poison. And back then, I also stated, we are not finished with poison water. The Holy Spirit revealed more poison is coming. It's going to happen to fresh water, to lakes, to streams. More is coming. I know that I sound like a broken record, but folks, this is judgment. This is what is occurring right now. And I know that it's not popular to say it. I know that it cannot be proven with science. I know that it's not politically correct. And I know that it doesn't meet theological standards. Pulpits will not say it, but I guess that's their choice. But my friends, I have to say it. This season is upon us. We must know this. You must know this. And also, we must also be aware that many, many more things are approaching. Some of them are arriving right now, because this is the appointed time right now. Now, the poison water is continuing because of the radiation from Japan, but we're also not finished with that. The water is going to continue to be poisoned, not only with radiation, but with other things. This thing is going to play out, folks. And today, I want to share more about the things that are going on. Please share these messages, my friends. Now, today I want to talk about the water. I want to talk about a radiation update. I also want to talk about your wallet and the future of what's in your wallet, our financial future, and also your health. Folks, there are many, many things that we need to be doing right now. There are proactive things that we need to be doing right now. It's vital to maintain our vigilance, and it's vital to stay strong in our vigilance. I know that the Japan story has worn some people down. I know that it gets old. I know that it has led to boredom with some people. I know that the news has downplayed Japan. And at the same time, amazingly, some people have even gone back to sleep. Even some remnant people. Some people that were on the red pill, that were awake. But my friends, this is not the time to be sleeping. It is time to awaken. So I implore you, my friends, wake up. Our location in the timeline places us at a very pivotal moment right now. A lot is behind us, that's true. This party got started in the summer and into the fall of 2008, and here we are going on 3 years. We've seen a lot. Some of you have really, really seen a lot. And I know that some of you may even have seen so much that you want to take a break. But folks, if you need to take a break, I advise against a long break. Now, that doesn't mean that you cannot rest here and there. But folks, no quitting. Quitting is not endurance. And I understand that people get tired, they get worn out. I understand that you may feel stressed out. And I know that it's not easy. And that is where spiritual rest comes in, my friends. That's why a spiritual recharge is vital. A spiritual recharge that is only available through your relationship with Jesus Christ, Messiah, Savior. And as your stress level, As your stress load increases, my friends, give the burden to Him in prayer. I know that so many remnant radio programs, they talk about God and current events, but He's not a generic, impersonal God. I'm not talking about just seeking God as a generic statement, because God is not just a t-shirt. Jesus is not just a bumper sticker, and the Jesus that I'm talking about is not a figurine that glues to your dashboard. I'm talking about the real thing, my friends. He is real, and He's waiting to hear your prayers. Now, I mentioned that there's no time to be snoozing right now, and let me share why. It's because the present judgment of God has been predetermined to play out, and it's going to play out through to its end. Now, this means that it has already been mandated. In advance, folks, it means that God has a plan. It means that there are results that are going to come out of this plan. God knows what He's going to allow to happen to this world. And if He is allowing it, this means that it has been outlined. It's been written out. It's been mandated. Remember the story of Joseph in Egypt and the 7 years of plenty and the 7 years of famine? God knew about that in advance. He told Joseph years in advance. And guess what, folks? Joseph fared very well during that time. Unfortunately, some fared very poorly during that time. Those that did not know about the coming famine were caught off guard. They ended up selling their valuables for grain. They gave up their land. They gave up their freedom for grain. So here's a question. If there were some back then that knew that famine was coming and had prepared in advance, how did they do? Of course, we know that they did well. So today, those of you that are awake and that are paying attention, you have advance warning. And if you've been wise, you have been preparing in advance. And here's another tidbit about preparing, folks. Preparing for the coming emergency in advance is cheaper than responding or reacting to it in real time. Let me say that again, folks. Preparing in advance is cheaper. It's cheaper on the wallet, the pocketbook. It's cheaper to obtain the things in advance than reacting to them in real time. Why is that? Because in real time, after the emergency start, the supplies get expensive, or they even become hard to gather or get, if you can find them. So back to what I was saying. We cannot afford to unplug right now, my friends. The next events in the present judgment are going to be challenging for some, and for some people, they're going to be terrifying. For unbelievers, it's going to be really, really terrifying. So let's talk about some of those things regarding Japan. The story in Japan is not improving. It's getting worse. The radiation is continuing to be released, and TEPCO announced just recently that they aim to reduce the radiation levels, and get this, folks, in 3 months. And they aim to cool the reactors within 9 months. I would suppose they're going to put a sarcophagus over it just like Chernobyl, a new building of concrete and lead and steel. But again, folks, it's hard to imagine how they're going to pull this off, because Chernobyl needed 500 to 600,000 working, able-bodied people. Where's Japan going to find them? Also, there's another update that just came out. This is just recent, folks. TEPCO said Monday that spent nuclear fuel rods at the number 2 reactor at its crippled plant may be damaged, although the damage levels are not known. So the fuel rods are damaged. And it also said this, an examination of the water tank connected to the fuel pool at the plant, the radiation levels were 4,000 to 160,000 becquerels of radioactive cesium. Now, folks, if you have a pen and paper, write that number down, 160,000 becquerels. The normal amount that should be in the area of radioactive cesium is 0.01 becquerel. That number is a lot higher than the normal number that should be expected in the area. And here's the conclusion, folks. The radiation levels are millions of times above normal. Millions of times, folks. A human being can only be around that type of radiation for a minute or two at the most, and then they'll get a fatal dosage. Also, another news story has said Fukushima is about 1,000 times worse than ever anticipated by nuclear planners. That's from a nuclear expert. This thing is not going to play out easy, folks. So how does that affect you? Is it just a story from the other side of the world that does not matter? Should we treat it as a yawn? Should we treat it as something that is no big deal? My friends, it is a very, very big deal. And if any of you have had the chance to see the weather patterns, the way the plume goes up into the air, gets caught in the jet stream and goes across the Pacific Ocean and arrives in Canada and the U.S., we're in the bullseye. And if you have a chance, there's a website called enenews.com, and you can go there for a lot of updates on the radiation, and they actually have some video of the plume and how it gets caught in the weather patterns. So as I look at some of those videos of the poison radiation that's continuing to arrive, folks, it's almost surreal because this thing has gone on now for over a month, and at first it was shocking, and then I had to digest it, and then I had to make some adjustments in my thinking. And also, I had a family meeting. I had a meeting with my children, with my wife. We made some changes in our life, and I think we're just at the very beginning of this. Now, some people may say, what's the changes that I need to make? What's the big deal, Nathan? They say it's not that bad. Folks, again, if you see a video of the plume and how it's coming right over here, I think that that would change your mind, because it's, I believe that what's happening in Japan is going to be used by God as another part of his judgment. And that judgment has already been pre-spoken. It's been announced that it was coming to America. And the elements of the judgment, while they may not have included radiation, they did say that famine, economic collapse, inflation, expensive food, food that is hard to find. There's a lot of elements of the judgment, martial law, police state, and it didn't include radiation, but this radiation, as it continues to come over here, is already affecting the food, the quality of the food here in America and in Canada. It's falling down in the rain. It's arriving on the grass. And now that we're in the spring and summer is about to begin, it is going to affect the crops here in America. That means, my friends, that those of you that are paying attention, if you really want to be wise, then I would advise to gain some information, to gain some knowledge about how serious this thing really is. And also in gaining that knowledge and information, it's going to mean diet changes, and it's going to mean changes to your grocery list. Now, this is going to take adjustments and sacrifice, my friends. And in order to pull this off, some of you are on limited budgets, and it's going to mean sacrifice. It's going to mean that you may have to sacrifice one thing to obtain another thing. On the last few programs, over the last 2 weeks, I talked about some of the dietary supplements that are necessary for all of us to be taking. I mentioned Lugol, zeolite, superfoods, kelp, etc. And I know that some of those things are expensive for some of you that are on limited budgets. So that means that it's going to take sacrifice to obtain some of these things. Now, my friends, even though it may take sacrifice, and even though looking at the costs may seem painful, please do not delay, because delay is going to be the enemy in this thing. Don't wait until you feel ill, because it's better to boost your immune system right now and prepare your immune system than to recover and try to restore your immune system. And if someone does not change their diet after a bad report, there's going to be consequences, folks. So we need to change our diets now. One of the first things that needs to be changed is the milk. So let's talk about the milk. Folks, let me just say this. If you're in America, if you're in Canada, there's a good chance that the milk might have been contaminated already. You never know where the milk comes from, folks. Just because you go into a local grocery store on the East Coast does not mean the milk came from the East Coast. Most likely, the contamination has reached the local sample. And over the last several weeks, I have been talking about that. The samples are dated, and usually when the EPA announces how bad the milk was, it's already too late. The sample's 1 to 1.5 weeks old, which means that people already bought the milk that was contaminated. So, in conclusion, this is my advice, my friends. Stop drinking fresh milk now from a cow. Now, I'm not talking about soy milk or other alternatives of milk. I'm talking about fresh milk from a cow. So, if your family does eat cereal with milk, then my advice is to get powdered milk. Now listen to this, folks. When this event first started, after the third day, it was approximately March the 14th or 15th, I went to the grocery store and I I bought powdered milk. And then last Friday, I went and bought some more because I have children and they eat cereal. So last Friday, I went and got some milk. And after the break, I'm going to talk about what happened to the prices. They are already climbing. It is amazing, folks. So after the break, we will resume this. Folks, don't go away. We'll be right back.
We're going back to the Health Ranger, and one of my sales guys pointed this out. They go, you know, the Health Ranger really loves Interfood, and it won their best superfood 2009. And so, you know, asking what he thinks about it, but I'm putting him on the spot here. But I remember about 5 years ago, I got some of this sent to me, and I was so busy, I didn't even call them back because they wanted to be sponsors. But you know, years later, we came back. My wife loves it. It's two little scoops in the morning in water or juice. You drink it, and it's 20 superfoods at once, and that way you absorb almost all of it. Even with the best vitamins and minerals, a lot of it gets passed through you, and you've got a lot of specials there on the site for Alex Jones listeners. Interfood.com or 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, Interfood.com. Give us your brief take on Interfood.
I did give it an award, an Editor's Choice Award. It's the real thing. Not only is the product really great, but the company's great. The people there are great. They get it. You know, they understand nutrition. They understand what's happening with the world, and they want you to be nutritionally prepared. I mean, that's the bottom line with this product. It's I use it.
Well, I know my wife gets upset when she runs out.
Yeah, it's really that good.
Yeah, she's a lot more health conscious than I am. I mean, I try to be. I mean, compared to the average American, I guess I'm okay, but I do have a lot of bad habits. But I noticed that when I first started taking it, I mean, it was almost like a drug or something. I mean, there's no speed, no caffeine in it, but it's almost like jolting to have real nutrients.
It makes you alert without any kind of caffeine type of buzz. No stimulants whatsoever. It just basically clears out your system, and it makes your brain and body function better. You know, I mean, superfoods are really powerful for doing that. And with Interfood, he's combined a lot of the best ones in the world. I don't give out a lot of awards. You probably know that.
And the key is they don't pasteurize it either, so it doesn't lose the...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So you've got the nutrients that are destroyed by heat. In Interfood, they're not destroyed. They're intact. And that makes all the difference.
Absolutely. Okay.
Welcome back, folks. Nathan Liao here. The website is watchmanscry.com. Before the break, we were talking about the milk and the radiation that is reaching the shores of America. And I was sharing a story about buying dried milk, powdered milk. And, you know, when that event first started, folks, the Holy Spirit really prompted me to start becoming very, very vigilant in this thing. And over the last several weeks, the story is unfolding in slow motion, and for those of us that are paying attention, folks, there's no denying it. It is going to affect us. So last Friday, I went to the local store. Actually, it's not local. It's in Spokane, but it's the store that we go to, and it's a discount store that sells bulk food. So I bought several boxes of 64-ounce powdered milk, and the milk last Friday, it cost approximately $11.50. Well, Monday, yesterday, I had a friend go to the store and report it back to me that that same box of milk had increased $3 a box. So now it's $14.50. So powdered milk went up $3 over the weekend, and that's to make 5 gallons of milk. So I wanted to know why that happened. So I called the store and I asked to talk to the manager, and I asked them, why did it go up so much? That's about 25%. Of an increase in price. So I asked them and they had no clue. They said all food is going up. Vegetables are going up. Canned food's going up. Boxed food, whole grains, the bulk food, all of it is going up, and they're just watching it happen. So all that they could tell me was sorry. So here's the conclusion of this story, folks. And I believe that this is the lesson in this story. I have been screaming like a broken record over the last several years, prepare, prepare, prepare. And when I gave that admonition, I included do it. And many of the voices that are warning are telling people, prepare, get ready. Food's going to go up, so get it now. Get some extra food. Get some stored food. Get some dried food. Whatever you need to do, do it. Many people would listen to these messages and say, I know I have to do it, but then because of that little part of human nature called procrastination, it does not get accomplished. And that's why I am saying that the longer that somebody waits, the more painful it's going to be to the wallet. Things are going up, my friends, and this is one example right here. Now, the Fukushima story is only 1 month old, but how long will it be till several municipalities, several cities, several locales across the country of America and in Canada actually make an announcement and say, don't drink the milk? How long will that be, folks? Will it happen? Now, I know that we can sit here and just wonder out loud, well, it might happen, it might not. And that's true. It may or it may not. But at the rate things are going, and the way things are going, and because we are finding radioactive isotopes of 101 in the milk across the country already, my guess is that it's going to continue to go up. Japan said they're going to take 3 more months and then 9 months to fix it. Folks, how bad, how much radiation is that going to send over here? So here's my advice, folks. This week, if you have to sacrifice in one area, if you are planning to buy something that's cool or fun or in the recreation or miscellaneous category, and also if your children drink milk, I would advise you, my friends, to cancel the recreational order and go get some powdered milk, because powdered milk is going to get expensive. If it climbed $3 over the weekend, it's going to climb even more. It's going to continue to climb. I can already see that profit taking is going to play a role in this thing. So don't delay, my friends. Get it now. Also, food is going to be questionable in the future. And I would even venture to say this. Some of the crops that are going to be raised and harvested are going to be useless, unavailable. I believe that crops are going to go up, folks. Especially the types of foods that are on top of the ground. Green leafy vegetables are either going to get more expensive because they'll have to be imported from down south, but the ones in America will be tainted with radiation. So then it's going to be a roulette game, a roll of the dice, so to speak. Is it tainted or is it not? I don't know. I'll take my chance. And that's going to be the story then of our future. Last week I also said that tuna is going to go up. Folks, get extra tuna now. Now, I am investigating a kitchen product that I've been told will fight radiation. I had a friend of mine that called me on the phone last week and shared some information about this product, and I'm trying to find some research to see if it is true. Also, if you go to the EPA.gov, go to the RadNet monitor page, and then go to the milk sample page, it'll load up a table that's interactive in 4 categories of precipitation, drinking water, milk, and then air quality. And you can see the reports of samples from different parts of the country. The mainstream media is not talking about it. And I know that they're not. When I was buying the powdered milk on Friday, the person in front of me said, your kids must like milk. And I said to him, you really don't know, do you, sir? And he said, what? And I said, this is going to be a commodity in a few weeks. Why? Because radiation's in the milk. And that's what I told him. And after I said that, he kind of looked at me like, you're crazy, and thank you for talking to me. And then he stepped away from me and finished his order, and then he left the store. And then when the cashier said, what is that about the milk? And I told her the same thing. And she rolled her eyes and smirked and started giggling like, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. So, folks, the general population is not going to be concerned about this. A lot of people, through a combination of lack of awareness, lack of vigilance, lack of concern, or just plain ignorance. I don't want to say it mean, but let me go ahead and say it, folks. The public's dumbed down, and they don't realize how bad radiation is. So that's how it usually does happen during judgment, because the warning cry goes out to tell the people it's coming. Most of the time, the people ignore it. They deny it. They mock it. They scoff it. And the Bible says they scoff it because of their lust. So they scoff it because their flesh doesn't want to hear it. Now that we're in judgment here in America, this radiation, I really believe, folks, is going to play a role in the judgment here in America. And Most people do not care. Long story short, in conclusion, and when we look at the finality of this story, those same individuals will find themselves radiated and poisoned and sick and having cancers and leukemias and dying in the future. So here we are, folks. Back to our situation. The U.S. crops are going to be contaminated, period. The salads of America are going to glow with cesium-137, iodine-131, and other poisons. How many Americans are going to ingest this radiation, my friends? How many? I'll tell you how many. Millions. The mushrooms suck up radiation. After Chernobyl, we learned that. Mushrooms were very, very toxic in radiation around the area and even in other parts of Europe. Even to this day, they're poisonous. And how many in America are going to order mushroom burgers tainted with radiation and then consume them? How many, folks? Conclusion. Just like in the Gulf of Mexico, there's going to be many people who are going to do the wrong things, my friends, and they're going to eat the wrong things, and unfortunately, they're going to get sick. For those that may cry foul, for those that may say this is not fair, I'm sorry, my friends. The judgment always means unfortunate results for some. And I don't want that. I don't like that. I don't want it to happen to any of you. And that's why I'm talking right now. So again, my friends, I am researching the household product that I mentioned. So please stay tuned. If you happen to be a new listener, you can go to my website at watchmanscry.com and listen to some of the previous messages that have talked about these things. And if you want to get updates on new messages, you can subscribe to the messages. But folks, right now, we are facing what some would call doom. And I know that doom is scary. I know that doom is frustrating. I know that doom causes many emotions. I know that you hear the challenge to fix your spiritual life. And some of you know how to do this. But unfortunately, I know that some of you don't know how to do this. You hear people like me say, pray. You need to pray and get close to God. But some of you may say, how? What do I say when I pray? I want to pray, Nathan, but part of me doesn't want to pray. How come I do want to get right with God and straighten out my life? How come part of me wants to, but the other part does not? Folks, do you notice that? The battle of the wills, the battle that goes on the inside of us? That's what it's about, folks. It's the battle against the flesh. It's the battle against our flesh. And our flesh will resist God because it only wants to play. It only wants to enjoy pleasure and experience the different flavors of life. It wants to be in control. But when you think about it, folks, for what? The flesh doesn't want to be challenged, because when we challenge the flesh, that's when the conflict begins, the spirit versus the flesh. So in your life, my friends, when you hear me talk about preparation and getting your spiritual house in order, what's that about? It's about the battle against your flesh. So here's the next question. Who's going to win? Who's going to win the battle inside you? Well, again, that depends. It depends on who you feed the most. If you reward the flesh and you fulfill the role of a carnal man or a carnal woman, the flesh is going to be strong. And that's one problem. The carnal mind and the body never has enough. It will never receive enough because it always wants more. It's always on the prowl. And you know, folks, people live and they die on the prowl. And then they breathe the air. They eat the food, and then they go to the reward in the afterlife, which is a very painful reward because they never learn to beat their flesh. I want to see you overcome this mess. I want to see you become a child of God to gain victory over these dark challenges. And I know that some of you may say, how, Nathan? How do I do that? Well, step one, you have to get sick of the old way. You have to get sick of failures, and you have to want to change. You have to desire to change. And then we must realize that we can't change by ourselves. And we need Him to rescue us. And by Him, I mean Jesus Christ, Messiah. And we need to be able to say to Him, Jesus, I need You. I'm a mess. Cleanse me. Save me and restore me. Take me and I surrender Help my unbelief. Help my weaknesses. My friends, this is what repentance is. It has to occur. So folks, you need to close the door to your bedroom. You need to tell your family, leave me alone for a while. You need to tell them, I can't be disturbed. Turn off the phone. Turn off the TV. You need to say to yourself and to God, I'm not leaving this room till I have an encounter with you, God. It takes spending time in prayer with God. Some of you may be asking, Nathan, okay, that sounds good, but I don't know how to pray. What do I say? Well, here's what you say, my friends. If you don't know the exact words, you say what some of the others that have gone before us have said. Go to the book of Psalms in the Bible. David cried out to God many times in the scriptures. Go to Psalms 51 and read the prayer of repentance that David did to God when he had an affair with Bathsheba. For those of you that might be in that type of darkness and mess, Psalms 51, my friends, that's a good prayer for you. Or try Psalm 6. It's a prayer of desperation, crying out to God, God, my eyes, they're flooding my bed. My tears, they're soaking my bed all night long because I'm crying out to you. I'm desperate, God. Try that one, folks. If you feel desolate and distressed, try Psalms 25. Make that one your prayer. But folks, we need to do these things now because we are there now. And the enemy's going to attack you, and he's going to accuse you. He's even going to maybe sift some of you to make you stumble. But, my friends, that's why you need to get back up. That's why you need to get up, repent, cry out to God for restoration, strength, and seek Him for peace and guidance. If you might have been stumbling recently, and perhaps your light has grown dim, and you're frustrated with yourself, folks, get back up. God is waiting to be there for you. His love and kindness is there daily for you. Every day, He's waiting to forgive you. It's game on. Judgment is here. We're there. And that's why we need God. And in this season that we're in, God has a spiritual meter. He has a balance to weigh our lives. I'm talking to the remnant right now. Some of you may consider yourselves the remnant. God has a scale that He weighs our life with, my friends. And the results of that scale may tell God that we need to be purged or pruned. So in this time of great shaking, it says in Scripture, everything that can be shaken will be shaken. It says that judgment will come to the household of God first. God wants to purge our lives, folks. The remnant is going to be purged through these dark days that are coming. And pruning means painful refinement. That means that the heavenly shears are reshaping the body of Christ. Now, how does that happen? What does it feel like? Well, it may hurt at times, because God needs to cut off the unnecessary parts of our lives. This happens through events, my friends. So while these events are happening around us, please know this. God still loves you. If you may be experiencing horrible loss in your life, horrible changes in your life, folks, that doesn't mean God doesn't love you. God allows us to go through these things to purge us and to refine us, just like silver. If you haven't heard my sermon called Trials at Sea, I want to encourage you to go to watchmuscry.com, go to the audio page, and it was a few sermons ago called Trials at Sea, and it's about going through trials. And when we go through trials, my friends, God knows what you're going through. And while you're going through it, He wants us to discover a new part of Him. Folks, we're going to see a lot of scary things in the near future. They're already arriving. You know, there are so many news things that are happening right now. We have the election starting to shape up. Donald Trump is seeming to become a front runner in the Republican ticket, or he says he might be an independent. And Donald Trump has come out and said that if he becomes president, he wants to take the oil away from the Middle East. And, you know, folks, Mr. Trump is feisty. At one time, he was a bulldog in his old neighborhood, and then he spread out to other areas of his real estate and casino empire. And he's used to getting his own way in this world. So what if he was the president? Would he be a bulldog to the world, to the voters, to American citizens? Is he diplomatic? Would he be a John Wayne cowboy? Well, I don't think John Wayne was as blunt as Donald Trump. So that story is developing. That's going to be a new story that we're going to be facing. In addition to that, the S&P yesterday downgraded the United States rating. They gave us a negative outlook from stable to negative. And a negative outlook means that there's a one-third chance that the United States may be downgraded in the next 2 years from their rating. When that happened, the markets went crazy. the stock market went down, and gold and silver, of course, went up. Folks, have you noticed that since the crisis began in 08, nothing has really changed? America has not fixed the problems. It hasn't been fixed. It's like a finger in the dike, a Band-Aid on a massive wound, a duct tape on the Titanic. The problems of America have never been fixed. They've never been addressed on the mainstream media. And because of that, the next shoe to drop in the next few years is going to be the dollar. The dollar crash is coming, and when it happens, gold and silver are going to climb higher and higher. Silver just reached $44 today. Gold reached $1,500. But the propaganda lie, the classic lie, is that they're going to fix it. The Republicans and Democrats are meeting, and they're going to fix it. Folks, it can't be fixed. The debt is too high. The deficit is too high. The only fix that can solve this mess is when money is created by making widgets here in America. But unfortunately, the factories are gone. The New World Order wanted a global economy, and they got it. And now that it's here, there's a little old man in Indonesia that will make a widget for one penny. And here in America, workers want $20 to make that same widget. The picture paints an unfortunate result, folks. Rest in peace, America. It was fun while it lasted. The dollar's going to crash. The writing's on the wall. China has already started a new club by members only with Brazil, Russia, India, and South Africa called the BRICS Group, B-R-I-C-S. And they've decided they're no longer going to use the American dollar to give each other credit. That's the beginning of the dismantling and abandonment of the dollar. It's happening right now, folks. The dollar is doomed. The rug's going to be pulled out. It's happening on several fronts, with the China BRICS Club. George Soros is pushing it. The IMF World Bank is pushing it. The Fed's policies are pushing it with quantitative easing. Folks, the proof is in front of us. My friends, this is going to change our lives. We are staring at a huge, huge problem that's going to be arriving. So the radiation is just one portion of the challenge that's facing us. The austerity measures that we're looking at in Europe are going to be arriving in America very, very soon. And what that means is the food stamps and the unemployment checks and the welfare checks and all the entitlements that Americans are used to receiving are going to be reduced. It's going to be forced reductions upon us. So, folks, we have to get ready. Continue your vigilance. Again, I want to challenge you. The food is going to be the big story in the coming months, my friends. Food is going up. Inflation is going up. Last month, produce went up 50%. Food went up 4%. It's happening before our very eyes, folks. So, those of you that can, go to the store, get your dried milk. If you haven't heard some of the supplements that you need to be taking to fight the radiation, listen to my last two programs, and I talk about some different ideas and things that you can try. Okay, folks, well, I want to just thank you for listening to this program. Folks, share this message. Let everybody know that the times are dire. Continue warning your family. Don't give up, folks. Even though they mock you, keep praying for them. Don't give up on them. Warn your pastor. Warn your family members. Warn your children. If you have to do some massive, heavy-duty repenting, then do it, my friends. Some of this may mean eating humble pie and eating crow. Do it, my friends. We have to make things right with those around us, because as we forgive those around us, then God will forgive us and He will protect us. It's about Psalms 91, my friends. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Learn to dwell in the secret place, my friends. And God will protect you. Real quick, I want to say this program is supported by people like you. Our address is Watchman's Cry, P.O. Box 157, Priest River, Idaho, 83856. Folks, thank you for listening. Take care. Be vigilant. Stay safe. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.